Today's reading begins in Psalm 120, verse 1. Psalm 120, verse 1. In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe to me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling place among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls, and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake I will say, Peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Psalm 120 is an individual lament psalm, and it's classified with pilgrimage psalms, Psalms 120 through 134. This focuses on the trouble that the psalmist is facing. He reaches out to the Lord and expresses himself. He expresses this distress and asks for help. He describes adversaries that have a deceitful tongue that does damage and hurts. Verses 5 and 6 indicate that he's away from his home. He's distant from his homeland. Based on the first two verses and the last verse, we also see that he's dwelling among a people that are completely different and just refuse to get along or be compatible. Psalm 121 is, again, another pilgrimage song, and it was intended to be one that would be sung during the pilgrimage to Jerusalem. The psalmist expresses confidence, that trust in God, and presents a series of statements of that trust regarding the Lord's protection and his help. It begins with this question and then answer, establishing that the help that the psalmist receives would come from God himself. He then proceeds to explore the different ways that God guards his people, emphasizing that God never gets tired, he's always alert, he's always vigilant, he doesn't fall asleep on the job. He shows that God's protection covers his people at all times, day and night, and asserting that God's protection accompanies them in all the things that they might do in their daily life. Psalm 122, identified as a Psalm of David, is a song of Zion. It focuses on Jerusalem as the primary location of the presence of God amongst his people. It's still one of the pilgrimage songs intended to be sung as they travel to Jerusalem. I have often used verse 1, I was glad when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. We don't have a physical location that is the presence of God today. He dwells within all of us. However, we still meet together and worship together, and that's the idea that is there, even though at this time they did go to a physical location. They went to the temple. He points out that all of God's people would be unified if they would simply follow the Lord and worship him the way that he should be, that they would be bound firmly together, that they would work together. The final section of the psalm is a prayer for security and prosperity for Jerusalem and God's people. That concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.